It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. A new variety of fast-growing tree is taking root in a Bayfield orchard. It's called Innova Tree, and researchers are testing its ability to remove harmful chemicals and heavy metals from soil and to quickly sequester carbon. Call in with a question or comment, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Jeff Jackson is Extension Educator for the Natural Resources Research Institute at University of Minnesota Duluth. Jeff, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Thanks so much for having me on the show today.
Good morning. Innova Tree making headlines on its ability to be good at removing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. How does the Innova Tree compare to the average tree or other varieties?
Yeah, that's a great question. And before I answer that, I want to backtrack just a little bit to tell you about my role with University of Minnesota. And that'll tie into the story of Innova Tree and why we're using it for carbon capture. So I'm an extension educator, and I work with both the University of Minnesota Extension and the Natural Resources Research Institute, or NRI, in Duluth. And NRI is the applied research engine at the University of Minnesota focused on sustainable management of our natural resources. And NRI has a great partnership with Extension, which has the same focus, but from an educational point of view. So we're really excited about this tree, and my role is an educational role. But the tree itself that we've developed grows very quickly. It'll grow about 5 to 8 feet per year. And because of that, it's got tremendous potential to uptake carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. It'll uptake carbon about 4 times as fast as a red pine. And because of that, for a carbon market project, you would need a lot less land for that project. So that's just one of the potential future uses of this tree that we're exploring right now.
So growing 5 to 8 feet a year, how does that compare to the speed of growth of other trees?
It's quite a bit faster. And I'll say this is an improved variety of tree. NRI has a tree breeding program that has been working on poplars since the late 90s. And so they've gone through several rounds of improving this tree and bringing about the faster growth. But no, typical other trees are going to grow 1 to 2 feet a year. And so this is significantly faster than most other trees. So we've done extensive field trials with the tree throughout the upper Midwest, even into New York. And our comparisons are showing that compared to other hybrid poplars on the market, by volume, we grow 64% faster than the other poplar varieties on the market. And so our scientific team has really done a great job improving this tree in terms of growth and also disease resistance.
And I don't want to gloss over that the breeding program, I mean, this research has been nearly three decades in the making of cross-pollination. And I just can't imagine the time and patience it takes to create this type of new tree variety.
It is amazing. I joined this team 5 years ago as an educator, and I have great respect for the work that they've done. And one question that we've gotten from the public has been, so 30 years to develop one tree? And just to help round out the story a little bit more, this program started in Minnesota in the late 90s when there was a shortage of pulp for making paper. And the team turned to poplars as one of the fastest growing trees in the upper Midwest in the temperate zone. And they made tremendous improvements, and times have changed. And now there's no longer that need for pulp anymore. And so we're looking at more future uses of the tree. That's what NRI does. They look at future problems in our environment, in our economy, and how they can solve them. But the breeding program was extensive hands-on work, field trials, not only across the United States, but we have collaborators around the world.
Wow.
That are testing our trees to produce wood products for pollution cleanup. And we can go into detail on that.
We'll put a pin in that. Yes. Jeff Jackson with us, extension educator at University of Minnesota Duluth, as we talk about a new tree variety. And you can join in with your questions and comments, 800-642-1234. Jeff, as we've been talking about the Innova tree, selective breeding here between Eastern cottonwoods and black poplar. Eastern cottonwoods native to Wisconsin, but black poplar non-native. Why use poplar species for the Innova tree?
Two things I would say. Poplar trees, well, this tree really was built for the upper Midwest and for the climate we have in Minnesota, Wisconsin, the upper Midwest. And poplar trees are just naturally one of the fastest growing trees in our climate zone. And so that was a good start to the program to start with fast growing trees to begin with. But they've got other qualities that make them work very well for industrial applications. They can be easily grown on poor quality agricultural land. And so they're amenable to industrial uses, raising them for pulp, paper, wood products, that type of thing. And a lot of trees don't work well in that type of setting.
What about linear plantings, like for windbreaks on farms? You just mentioned agricultural soil. What about windbreaks?
It's a great application. And we're working with folks at University of Wisconsin River Falls. I'll point to them as one of our partners. They are planting demonstration plots for windbreaks and other agroforestry practices. They began those demonstration projects this year. They're doing research, and so works excellent for windbreaks. There's so many uses for the tree. So for homeowners, it's quick shade and a wonderful privacy screen. Wildlife plantings on farms, they work well for windbreaks. Communities, we have collaborators with the USDA Forest Service that are using our hybrid poplar trees and other poplar trees for brownfield restoration in urban areas and urban reforestation.
Let's take a call now. Chris in Delavan. Chris, hi.
Hi, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call. I was curious about whether or not any CRISPR technology is being used to, inject specifically identified traits into these like poplar trees, or if any kind of like genetic modification techniques are being utilized here. And that's it.
Chris, thank you. Genetic modification techniques, Jeff?
That's a great question, Chris. Thanks for calling in. And the answer is no. What we've done is traditional breeding techniques. And many of your listeners will be familiar with University of Minnesota apples and how delicious they are. We've developed this poplar variety tree in the same way. So it's traditional selective breeding techniques, very hands-on, but without any genetic modification.
And the nursery, the germplasm bank, has, I understand, hundreds of varieties archived there. What kind of repository is that for what has been produced in the Innova tree?
We actually have over 1,600 different varieties.
Oh, wow.
Archived.
Okay.
And many of these have been tested and field trialed, and many of them were still in the process of testing them and finding out what applications they're best for. The reason we brought Innova Tree to market, and I should point out to the listeners, the name we chose for the tree is Innova Tree to distinguish it from other poplar varieties in the market. We do have a patent pending on it, but it really was our best all-around dependable tree that worked well for homeowners as well as some other more future applications. And Innova Tree really rose to the top as the star of the family. And so that's the one we brought to market first.
Jeff Jackson is Extension Educator at the University of Minnesota Duluth. Be part of this conversation about new tree varieties and pollution remediation. Call in with a question, share comments, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Researchers in Duluth develop a new faster-growing tree variety that could address pollution cleanup, with sales of Innova Tree underway at an orchard in Bayfield. And we have Jeff Jackson to talk about it, Extension Educator at the University of Minnesota Duluth Natural Resources Research Institute. So the black poplar tree is non-native to Wisconsin, but white poplar tree is restricted, according to the DNR. Could the Innova tree become invasive?
That's a question we commonly get, and the answer is definitely not. And this is something I take very seriously. My last role before this, I worked in Wisconsin for a nonprofit, educating people to stop the spread of aquatic invasive species. Mm. And there's a few reasons that Innova tree cannot become invasive. So it does not sucker or grow from the roots like our native quaking aspen will. And it is eastern cottonwood crossed with European black poplar. The eastern cottonwood, so some people think of that. They think of fluffy stuff in the springtime. Uh-huh. Innova tree is a male tree, and so it has pollen, but no seeds, no fluffy stuff. But these types of poplar trees have been planted in the United States for over 75 years, and there's no evidence of them becoming invasive or spreading. And we have test sites going back 30 years. And again, when you go to those, you look at them, there's absolutely no spreading or escaping of these trees.
We heard from Greg in Middleton, called in to ask you if this tree is an option for producing fodder to feed small animals.
That is a great question, and I don't have the answer to that.
That's okay.
I don't have enough of an agricultural background to answer that, but I will research that.
As you look at its properties for helping the environment, the word phytoremediation tool comes up, and I know there's research underway there. What might this tree do for soil and other aspects of the environment?
There's a few qualities of this tree that make it ideal for phytoremediation, and that's a fancy term for cleaning up soil and water pollution, but these trees uptake a lot of water. And so an example project, and I'll point to, we've got a great partnership with the USDA Forest Service, and particularly about 10 sites in Wisconsin are active research sites for this. But a typical project might be a landfill that's close to a river. And so you plant a wide path or a wide area of our poplar trees between the landfill and the river. And the poplar trees will uptake toxins as they're flowing downhill towards the waterway and intercept them. And hybrid poplar will pull up organic and inorganic pollutants. They will pull up heavy metals. Some of the pollutants, the hybrid poplars, like some of the organic compounds, they will actually break them apart within the tree. Other ones can be stored, and such as heavy metals, and then safely disposed of later. But it's a growing field of research around the world, and we're really proud to have this partnership with the USDA Forest Service looking at these projects right here in Wisconsin.
I wonder if the research is looking at this tree varieties effects or possible effects with PFAS in our environment and breaking down forever chemicals.
I've heard that that's a topic of upcoming research.
Okay.
I don't think at this time they are currently looking at it, but that's a very intriguing area, and we definitely have it on our radar screen to begin some trials testing, looking at how well the trees uptake it and then what they do with it once they draw it into their systems.
That's exactly what Tom in Milwaukee is wondering about. What happens to these toxic chemicals these trees take into their system and other plants used in bioremediation?
Yeah, great question, Tom. And it depends on what chemical they're pulling out of the system. So some of the chemicals will be pulled up by the tree, and they'll actually go out the leaves unchanged and into the atmosphere. But that's a way of diluting these chemicals and pulling it out of a toxic site. Other chemicals will be metabolized by the tree, broken apart, and they're rendered harmless. And then some of the inorganics, as I mentioned, the heavy metals, when they'll be uptake by the tree, and then they'll just stay there in the tree. But so it's an inexpensive way of pulling them out of the soil, and then you can just deal with that. In fact, Kate, that brings up a really interesting corollary. I was contacted by a new startup company that had an interest in looking at our hybrid poplar trees for phytomining. So phytomining is pulling valuable metals out of the soil, doing it in a more environmentally friendly way. And there's a possible collaboration we have going there.
Interesting.
Possibly using our trees to pull valuable minerals and metals out of the soil.
Jeff Jackson with us, extension educator at the University of Minnesota Duluth, as we talk about a new tree species and take your questions, 800-642-1234. Jeff, Jill in Cross Plains called in to ask if this tree thrives in soil where walnut trees have been removed. And as fast as they grow, Jill asked, do they deplete soil of nutrients quickly as well?
Good questions, Jill. We haven't specifically done any trials where walnuts, and the concern with walnuts is they can put chemicals into the soil, which can impede the growth of trees that are planted later. We haven't specifically done any trials on that. We have done trials looking at nutrients, looking at fertilizer needs. In general, these trees do very well without fertilizer, and there isn't a concern with them pulling too many chemicals or minerals out of the soil and depleting it. That isn't a concern for our team.
What happens in the next phase of dispatching Innova Tree? How will people get it from orchards? Where will it be available? What's its trajectory?
We have a wonderful partnership with Hauser's Superior View Farm in Bayfield, Wisconsin. I'll just put in a little plug for them. I've made many visits there over the last few years. It is a beautiful apple orchard with a view of Lake Superior. And they've been evaluating it for 2 years, and they have brought it to market. So they're sold out for 2023. Next year, they'll be selling about 500 in 1 gallon pots. And so it'd be great if your listeners could check their website, Hauser's Superior View Farm. In October, they'll have that updated. and customers can place orders through the website on a first come, first served basis. And we are also working with four other nurseries in the upper Midwest. I've received nothing but positive feedback on the tree so far. And I think some of the other nurseries will begin offering it for sale in 2024. So please check our website. It's innovatree.umn.edu.
Well,
that'll be in the program notes.
Jeff, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kate. I really enjoyed the conversation.
Oh, we too. Jeff Jackson, Extension Educator, University of Minnesota, Duluth. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.